This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how sometimes our faith can be laced with a little doubt. In Mark chapter 9, we hear the story about the man who brought his son to Jesus for healing. And instead of healing the boy outright, Jesus turned to his disciples and instructed them to heal the child. Now, the disciples had witnessed Jesus healing the sick and casting out demons many times before, but when they tried to heal this young boy, they failed. And in turn, Jesus scolded them. He said that they were faithless people, and how long must he be with them before they believed? The response of the child's father is what resonated so deeply with me. He told Jesus that he did believe, but then he asked him for help not to doubt. And these are the words that I struggle with, because I will have a plan A in mind and I'll go to God. And in my prayers, I'll say, Father, if this is your will, please allow plan A to happen. But then immediately I start settling for plans B and C because I doubt that plan A will actually materialize. And with each new open door or opportunity, there's a new opportunity to doubt. And that's what we must avoid. And so the words that I use to encourage me are, truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Mark 11:23. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let your faith be pure.